Hello and welcome. In today's episode, I'll be showing you different ways of using tonal and chromatic polychord structures in your music. But first, a thing or two about polychords. It consists of two or more chords played together, and such chords may be originated from the same or different tonalities. Usually the latter is applied. Generally, the chords that make up the polychord must be perceived independently, although it is not mandatory. Nevertheless, when the chord pitches are mixed, the overall chord structure will be considered as one complex unit, as you will hear. Normally, if you want the individual chord formations to be heard distinctly, they should be properly spaced, since depending on the way that the involved chord notes are arranged, more or less tension can be created. When polychords are built from chords in the same tonality, they can be considered, in fact, as chord extensions. As an example, if you have a C and a G major chord from the C major tonality, you can either represent it as a polychord with G over C, or as C major 9. If you want to make melodies over polychords, and if the case is like the previous example, where we built a polychord with chords from the same tonality, then it is quite straightforward, as you are not implying another tonality and the notes used in each chord belong to that same tonality. As said, you will be hearing this polychord as a chord extension based on the tonality you are using. Whereas in polychords built with chords from different tonalities, you can either use a compound scale made with the notes of those chords, or you can go back and forth from the implied tonalities. The following example uses mostly polychords from the same tonality. Notice how more familiar and consonant these chord structures may sound to you. If you are building polychords with chords from different tonalities, keep in mind that the relative distance of the tonalities you are using will have an impact on how the polychord sounds. Think about it as a choice of key relationships and how dissonant or consonant they will sound when the respective chords are juxtaposed. A consonant relationship is considered when you are using chords from a tonality that has at least 5 common pitches, like in C major and F major, or C major and D major. And the dissonant relationship occurs when less than 5 common pitches are shared between tonalities, like in C major and A flat major. Another way of using polychord structures is to use the upper structure with the same chord, while you use the lower chord structure to change the color of the polychord. The last 4 bars of this example uses a descending chromatic bassline, and the polychords were built based on it. This last example uses yet another way of thinking about building polychord structures. In this case, I'm using a more static chord succession in the lower structure that is maintained throughout, in contrast with the upper structure that has more harmonic movement. I built the polychords in a way that the respective upper and lower structures confirm the tonal or modal centers they belong to, in D major for the upper structure, and F Dorian and G Phrygian from the E flat major tonality in the lower structure. So, things to consider when working with polychord structures. For the resonance of polychords, it is advisable to follow the logic of how the overtones are produced: open position voicing at the bottom, and the other chord with closed position voicing at the top. Pay attention to where dissonant intervals are placed. The usage of dissonant or consonant intervals in the outer voicings of the chord structure determines its perception quality throughout the chord formation. As with clusters, some of the consonant or dissonant quality may be enhanced or dispelled according to how closely you place both chords. By the way you voice the chord structure and its register, by the way that the involved chord notes are presented, or by arpeggiating one or both chords. Any type of chord can be used to build a polychord, but three-note chords are usually more common. However, the decision of the chord quality, their extensions, and the techniques you use to make and present polychords are entirely up to you, and the only limit is your creativity. It's all for now, and I'll see you on the next episode. Happy composing!